Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody. Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the Dapper Don, giving them all on, dress like a million bucks, buying things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Everybody out there listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only. Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Amen. Back in business, too, man. Whew. Man, how good is God? I mean, really, if you think about it, in spite of all that's going down in your life, first of all, it could be worse. But secondly, sometimes you have to remember, and I've just had to have this conversation with myself this morning. That's how I'm fresh on this one right here. When a challenge faces you, or you're going through a difficult moment, or you didn't hit a bump in the road, in the middle of that, if you can manage to be grateful, it would take you a long way. Gratitude is a powerful resource. If you can be grateful in the middle of it, gratitude is a powerful resource. When it's dim for you, and it got a little bumpy on the road, and you ran into some obstacles, and you done ran up into some detour signs, and your journey ain't smooth as it was last week or last year, you got to be grateful for the things that are going right and that have gone right, and for the thing that's wrong right now to get right. Man, can I share that with you? Man, is that a tough one to learn. It is for me. It has been one of my toughest challenges, is to learn how to be grateful, because it's a powerful resource, but how to be grateful in moments of despair when it ain't going right. See, here's a mistake I would make. See, when something go wrong, I want to focus on the wrong so much in an attempt to fix it. But even then, the focus ain't always in the fix it. The focus becomes, man, this is bad. Man, I can't believe this is happening. Why does keep going down? That doesn't fix anything. You know, milling over it, going over what's wrong, explaining it, sharing it with your friends, you know, making it sound worse than it is, tell the story for pity from other people. All of that right there has nothing to do with the fix. Sometimes you're just mulling over it. You're just making it worse. You're just making it a bigger problem. You're manifesting it into your atmosphere. You're putting it out there in your spirit. Now all of a sudden it consumes your day. Next thing you know, you're having a bad day. If you're having a bad day, it's because you've been having some bad thoughts. So what I've had to learn how to do, and what I'm working on this morning, is I'm working on this situation that done cropped up. I was going kind of smooth here for a minute, and now I done got real bumpy in the road. You know, and all this here. So what I'm thinking about now, though, is even though I've hit a bump in the road And even though I done ran into a detour, and even though I've hit this lull, I'm going down into a valley, I ain't up on the peak, can I not still be grateful for all the things that God has given me, for all the things he's done for me, for all the things he's brought me through, and realizing that even this that's happening to me again is going to pass too. He gonna get me through that too. Come on, man. God is a good God, man. It's a lot to be grateful for. So while I'm tripping on this bump in the road I done hit, what I got to remember is all the things he's done for me. And like I say, my saying is joy and depression cannot reside in the same place. So instead of being down about this new bump in the road, if I'm constantly filling my mind with the thoughts of how good he's been to me, of what all he's done for me, of all the things he's brought me through, of all the blessings he's presented me with. When I go down that list, I really don't have a lot of time to mull over the situation. Now, do I have to fix this bump in the road? Of course I do. Are there some things I'm going to have to do to straighten it out? Of course it is. But Steve, just go on and get the business of doing it and straighten it out. What you mulling over and worrying about it for? You know, old people, I heard old people say something when I was growing up in the church. They say, if you're going to pray about it, don't worry about it. But if you're going to worry about it, don't pray about it. That's an amazing thing. And prayer just happens to be my weapon of choice. Now, it ain't always been that way. I want you to understand that. My first weapon of choice was, you do it to me, I do it to you. You call me out, I call you out. You say something bad about me, I've tried to find you and say something bad about you. That was my weapon in the past. How did that work out for you, Steve? Not so good. Because you know what? I spent a lot of time fighting back, kicking back, swinging back, when I could have spent all that time climbing. See, all you're trying to do at the end of the day, folks, is have a better life than the one you got. All you're trying to do is improve your position in life. You know, it's not my business to make sure you don't get where you're going. I ain't got no time for that. It's not my job to assure that you ain't as high as me. I ain't got no time for that. Your real mission and purpose is to have the best life that you can have, to ascend to the highest plateau that you can get to make your family as comfortable as you can, to provide as much as you can for your family, but legally. See, those of us that are sitting up here trying to come up with sideways, you can ask couple million men sitting in prison today how they wish they hadn't have done that. And they'll tell you, oh man, I wish I never had did it. I knew not to go down there. Something told me not to go down there. Man, if I could change things, I would. But they sitting somewhere doing some time that had they made another decision, they wouldn't have to do. Now that don't make them throw away people. Nah, man, because everybody make mistakes and God is in the forgiving business. And some of us have done some things that really broke the law and a whole lot of other things and deserve to do some time. But through the grace of God, we didn't. But now we sit up here and we pass judgment on people who got to do some. Man, I don't care. I don't care what you've done. God can forgive anything. But our position, our motivation in life is to try to have the best life we can have and provide for those around us and make it comfortable. If that's your ambition, you don't have time to worry about or concern yourself with another person. And I wasted time doing that. And that's not the way to get it done. It's simply mind to your business. Taking care of you and getting yourself right and tight is 24/7. So that's a full-time job. So what I had to learn was, and what I've, the reason I've chosen prayer as my weapon of choice now, is that now prayer helps me that I don't have to fight back. Now, if I get cornered, I'm going to fight you. I ain't even going to lie to you. And I'm still working on some things that trigger me, you know. So I'm slowly getting better at that. But I've learned that my weapon of choice is prayer now. So when it happens ugly for me, I pray about it. When it get tight and dismal for me, I pray about it. And the thing about prayer, man, is prayer changes things. Yes, it does now. You ain't got to believe me. Read about it and try it. Prayer changes things. every faith implements prayer. If you are in a faith that's about anything, see, I don't care what religion you choose, don't make me no difference. But all religions are based around this here. There is a God, there is a connection to God, and there's a relationship with God. You got to get all them three things together. I don't know if I explained it right, but hey, listen to me, man. I don't care what you call God, but you do have to call him. And when you call him, whatever name you got attached to it, that's your business. But the deal is the relationship is in the prayer. Is you talking to him, waiting on a response, him answering you back. That's a relationship. Try to have a relationship with a man or woman without talking back and forth. See how long that one go for you. See how well it go. That's the deal, okay? Come on. Prayer is a wonderful weapon.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me have your attention. Again, different day, different start. My name's Mr. Harvey. Yep, That's it. That's all I want to do. I had to tell that to so many boys this weekend at the minute camp. Hey, Steve. I said, it's Mr. Harvey. Mr. Harvey.
I know that's right.
Okay. Ah, cool. But hey, Steve, let me ask you this. I said, boy, are you stupid?
You listen.
I just walked away from him. Yeah. I said, man, Mr. Harvey, I ain't try to talk. He said this way. He said, Steve, I tried talking to you three times, and you. I said, hey, man, I told you my name, Mr. Harvey, man. Just give me that respect, and you can talk to me. Damn, all right, then.
That's what they come there to learn. You're right. That makes sense.
Right. So I saw him somewhere by himself, and I said, my man, come here. What you want to talk about? Oh, Mr. Harvey, I forgot.
At least you remember Mr. Harvey.
Yeah.
At least you remember that. Yeah.
Something's working, yeah.
You know, but if you can't remember what you said at 13, you finna be stupid.
No, Steve.
Oh, he just left the camp.
Wow.
Yeah, I meant to change boys' lives, but if you don't want yours changed, then carry your ass on.
Okay. It's very simple.
If you think you got another way you can make it other than by doing it the right way, go ahead. You're going to have to come back to me, though.
It ain't going to work out for you.
Good morning, everyone. Carla Farrell, how are you today?
I am doing well. How are you guys, Mr. Harvey, fellas?
I'm
how
good,
are you guys?
Good. Happy, sad. What's going on with you?
Steve, I'm great today.
That's good. We'll see how tomorrow go. Jerry.
What up, Steve Harvey? Watch out there now, baby boy.
The one and only Fool.
Yes, sir. In the building, baby. Yeah. Friday
know
tomorrow.
Know who you are. When you hear Fool, know who you are.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm with that.
Well,
happy Friday, fellas.
Mm-hmm. It's upon us, man. It's here.
Shirley's out today.
I leave tonight. My anniversary is this weekend.
Happy anniversary.
To you in
March. Year 11 is here.
Year 11?
Great 11, great. Best 11 years of my
Congratulations,
life.
Congratulations.
I kid you not. The best 11 years of my life I've just had.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, you look
I
happy.
Can,
yeah,
I
you
look truly happy. Say that, you man. You are, man. The best years of my life. I'm living them right now. I just want God to give me some more. I just need about 42 more.
42. Let's see.
42. Yeah. And you're 61 now?
42.
Yeah. 103, 104. I gone in.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm going to have done it all by then.
You done done quite a bit.
Man. I've done quite a bit right now.
You done enough to leave.
You've actually done enough for this life and then the next. And the next one. You're good.
If you die and come back, you need to choose you. You know, that's what you need.
No, he died and come back. He ain't got nothing to do.
Come back as you right now. You don't want to go start all over again. No.
Right, Jay. Good point.
Come back all the work you done put in.
You want to come back as you right now. Leave and then come back as you now.
Don't come back as Poe you now. Don't come back then.
Oh, I might want to come back as an eagle.
An eagle? Why?
Yeah, in Alaska. Yeah, just come back as an eagle in Alaska.
Why'd you
to all that
an
salmon,
eagle?
I like salmon. So.
That's what we do when we come back. Let's talk about what we like to come back at.
You don't really want to be bothered when you get back, huh?
Nah, I don't want to fly off. I ain't got to go to work. Let me get up and go get something to eat.
We'll be back with something funny at 32 after. Right,
you're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay, guys, it's time for something funny. So last break, we were talking about
Steve, you know, when you die and come back.
When I
you
die, said, I'm going to come back as an eagle.
We were tripping on that, because what?
In Alaska, because it's pretty up there. Uh-huh. Ain't a whole lot of people. Uh-huh. Plenty of salmon. I like salmon. Uh-huh. I'm going to be able to fly off. Okay. I ain't got to talk to a lot of people. I ain't got to go to work. I just got to get up and find something to eat. I'm not getting married when I'm an eagle. I don't want no nest. Uh-huh. I don't want no chicks I got to take care of. I just want to be a big, bald eagle and keep it pimping.
Oh, okay.
That's what I want to come back as.
Okay.
Doo-doo from in the air.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
Let it fly.
Let it fly.
Let it fly.
I want to fly like an eagle.
Okay.
Into the sea.
Okay, what about you, Jay?
Oh, I want to be a porn star. Straight up. Yeah. Porno.
Hey, man.
Straight porno.
Yeah.
And my name will be Swing It.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he's coming to the stage.
Swing It. I'm talking about being able to knock lights out.
Damn, okay.
Swing It.
Swing It.
Be able to knock lights out.
Oh, Lord, here comes Swing It.
Hey, you better put it up for that eagle dump on you.
Not only do I want it, like,
oh my goodness,
not only do I want length, I want whiff, too, baby.
Oh, you wild.
Yes.
Wild.
Yes.
Ooh, hammer.
Okay, Junior.
I'll be honest with y'all. I don't want to be no eagle. I don't want to be no porn star. I don't want none of that. Uh-huh. I just want to come back as healthy. You know?
Second time around.
You know what I'm saying?
Give
my ass want to come back. You know, I just want to visit a hospital. Yeah. You know, I don't want to be in it. I want to visit. You know what I don't know where, at a hospital, you know what I don't know? I don't know where they park. See, I like to find out that information right there.
Because
every time I come in,
the front door.
I come in through the front. You know, where they park at?
You come through ER.
Yeah, just let me come in and help. You know, everything intact. You know what I'm saying? That's all I want. When I come back to help. Yes, sir.
You want to go down there and visit the gift shop.
Yeah, they got a gift shop.
Buy something for somebody on the way upstairs.
You want to be able to use the phrase, I'll be back to see you tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. You know, I don't want all the get well soon balloons.
Yeah.
I want to give them to somebody.
You want to reverse,
you know,
something.
Let me hear the diagnosis.
You want to use the phrase, so how they treating you in here?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, feel it.
You want to come back not needing shots.
I want to talk to the doctor outside of the room.
In the hallway.
In the hallway.
With the low voice.
Yo,
how you doing?
That's all I want. Yeah, let me do that.
Get how they doing, back. Y'all?
Yeah.
I'm jumping. Right jumping.
Well, he's, you know what? He's doing a lot better now.
That's what I want.
We need to keep him on watch for a few more days.
That's what you want, right?
Yeah, forget that. I won't come back here. I won't be no eagle. I won't be no pawn.
You want all
right, Tommy.
Healthy, Tommy.
Yeah.
Man, I thought about it long and hard. I have. And I want to be close to... I want to come back
tall.
No, shut up,
Carl.
That ain't
wow.
Tall.
Wow.
Damn.
Wow.
I got no. You want to come? You want to be me? Come on.
I want to come back a lady's thong. That's what
you
I
want to be up in there.
I want to be up in there.
Close to it.
Yeah, a thong.
A thong?
Yeah.
Thong to thong, thong, thong.
Thong right in there.
Damn.
Okay, we know what a thong is. Okay.
Thong to thong, thong, thong.
That's what you want to be, a thong, a lady's underwear.
Hell yeah, why not?
Okay.
That's what I'm coming
back. You want to come back at a thong?
Hey, might well get right what I want to be next to.
All the time.
Yeah. I ain't got an ass for it or nothing.
And then let somebody else take you off? Oh, dog, I couldn't be no fun. Let somebody else just throw your ass in a corner. I can't. I can't do that. Did that make sense?
No, I mean, not a thong. That don't sound appealing to me at all.
What else, Tommy? You get one more. Do it.
No, that's only he good. No. He's stupid. Carla.
Okay.
Now you up.
Ask the stupid people to say bright stuff. What'd you think? That's why we saved him for last.
Now he
come back as a lady thong.
He in a draw till when?
But when you come get me, I'm right up around
it. It's a special day.
Yes, it is.
So you just going to be the little piece they move out the way for somebody else to get.
Okay.
But I'm still right there.
Well, Steve, let's switch subjects because
It's your anniversary this weekend.
She want to lead a thong. Happy.
It's your anniversary this weekend. You got something planned. You're so romantic.
What you doing, dog? You always do it big, big dog.
Man, you lay it out for your wife.
Yeah, but I can't. She might want to.
Oh, you can't.
Yeah, she might be
can hear it right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Can you give us a hint?
Oh, we just going to drive somewhere.
Somewhere special. Huh?
Oh, that,
okay. That's okay. Nice.
Mm-hmm. Drive after y'all land in the private plane. How y'all going to do it, huh?
No, we're not going. Okay. We're going to drive somewhere.
Okay.
She don't know. Drive.
Up the
well,
coast.
We gonna get driven somewhere.
Okay. Mm. Okay.
I didn't think you would be driving.
Not at night.
No.
I don't.
Yeah, we gonna leave tonight. She don't know, so she'll get there in complete darkness. So when she wake up, the surprise.
Wow. Oh, she doesn't even know where she's going. That's a surprise.
Oh no, no, she just know what to.
Oh, that's Steve Harvey. Mm.
See, this is something I can't do right here.
She ain't really got to pack nothing. I got everything taken care of.
What? What?
Yeah. I got everything down there already. She ain't got packed enough.
Uncle Steve, could you please stop talking?
That can't happen.
No, you know what? He's already done something I can't do. Celebrate 11 years. That's what I do.
Jay.
I don't know how you pack for it, though, ahead of time. That would be difficult
because
for me.
He knows his wife. No, he's been married to her for 11 years.
Well, my wife be like, what is this you done brought down here?
Idiot.
Ain't nobody wearing that. Ain't nobody wearing that. What is this? You ain't brought no pumps or nothing.
No flip flops.
No,
you pack sneakers.
See, my girl, the direct opposite. Mm. She gonna wear heels, so I'm good.
Yeah, so you know what to bring, right?
You know what to get. I wouldn't know what to get.
He does. So anniversary coming up.
No, you ain't been in.
Congratulations, man. Congratulations.
That is so big, Steve.
Yeah, there you go. At least I know somebody happy.
Yeah, we do, Jay. Don't be bitter. Just say happy anniversary.
Hey, you know, we need to work with you, Jay.
No, I'm good. Jay's good.
We got to go. We got to run that prank back with your nephew coming up
they
right
don't
after
want
this.
Nobody.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay, so coming up at 20 after the next hour. Next hour, we want you guys to be around 20 after the hour. Special guests in the building, Steve, DC Young Fly, Carlos Miller, Chico Bean, 85 South. The guys will be our special guests.
This is going to be way too much.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot of comedians this morning. Oh, my.
If you ain't never seen their podcast, boy.
It's ignorant, huh?
Boy, they got
it's
some ignorant. Energy, man.
Yeah, we're going to have some fun with the fellas this morning. But come on, nephew, what you got? Run that prank back.
Wet robes.
Wet robes.
Wet robes.
You heard what the man said. Wet
Do
robes.
Do it in your wet robe. Your wet robe. Do it in your wet robe.
Okay.
Wet robe.
No sense.
Okay, run it.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Miss Sister Tanya. Sister Tanya.
Uh-huh. Who's she? Who's this?
Hi, Sister Tanya. This is Brian. I'm representing the youth, and I, of course, you know, we're already having the fundraiser on Saturday, and I would like to know, are you going to be available to come out on Saturday? Because we got pretty much most of the choir. You're in the choir, correct?
Yeah. I never heard of anything about anything on Saturday, though.
Well, we got most of the choir members coming out on Saturday, and we'd like to know if you're going to be available on Saturday to come out and participate in the fundraiser for the children that's going on their vacation next year.
Oh, you said all the other choir members? I never heard anything from the other
members. Yeah, all of the choir members. We probably have about 95% of the choir members coming out.
I'm free on Saturday.
Okay, now we're doing from 5 to 7 on Saturday. So are you available 5 p.m. to 7 p.m.? It's only 2 hours.
Yeah, what'd you say your name was?
Brian, I'm sorry. They call me Brian. They call me B.A., I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Did I meet you at the church?
I just joined about 3 weeks ago, and they've already given me an assignment. So I majored in marketing in school, so they're trying to get me to take care of the children and their vacation that's coming up. So we put together some things, a great fundraiser. And, you know, the choir members have been very receptive. You're the last one for me to call, and I wanted to make sure you were on board with us.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just never heard about this, so.
Right. Now, are you able to bring your choir robe on Saturday?
Yeah, we singing a song. What song did you need us to sing? Did you tell the pastor about this?
No. You guys are not actually going to be singing a song. What it is that we're having a... and I'm so glad that you're ready to participate in what we're doing. So I want to, first of all, say thank you. First and foremost, I want to say thank you, okay?
All right. So what is
all
it
right,
that we
and,
got
and
robes
all of the
for?
Choir members. I'm sorry.
What is it that we need the robes for? I can bring my robe. I just
the robes. What's going to happen is you guys aren't singing a song, but we're having a wet robe contest.
A what now?
A wet robe contest.
You talking about like a wet T-shirt contest type of thing?
Well, it's not a T-shirt. It's a robe. So you don't have a T-shirt on. What we need you to do is we need you to
No. Not in the church. You're talking about the whole choir said they're going
to
do a wet robe contest? You said a wet robe contest?
I heard of a wet T-shirt contest. That's not the same thing, though, right?
Well, no, it's a little bit different. What it is, you don't have a T-shirt on. You actually have your choir robe on. And you don't have anything underneath it. You don't wear any clothes underneath it. What we do is we're going to wet all of the ladies. Listen to me. We're going to let wet all of the ladies down. And the sexiest one that's wet with their robe on is going to win $500. And half of the money is going to go to the children's vacation. Hello?
You talking about a wet T-shirt contest in the church?
No, I'm talking about a wet robe contest at the church.
Oh no, I'm not finna get in there and be naked under a
it's
robe.
It's gonna be out.
You're talking about being naked under a robe?
We need you to be completely naked under your robe, and we're gonna wet everybody down with a water hose. And the finest one is going to be able to win $500, and 250 of that, half of that money is gonna go to the children's vacation.
Hold on. What did you say your name was again?
My name is Brian.
Brian, how long you been a member of this church? Because I don't ever remember meeting you.
Okay, I've been a member for about 3 weeks now. Like I said, since I majored in marketing, they actually threw me into.
And no way! After 3 weeks, that they gonna put you in charge of something.
I don't understand why there's a problem with you trying to pitch in and help out the children.
Because I don't even know who you are calling me. I don't know who gave you my number.
They're trying to create. They're trying to accomplish something. And you don't want to help the kids.
I want to help the kids, but I'm not going to get up there in no choir robe. I'm doing my best right now not to cuss you out because I'm a woman of God.
So you're too good to be naked under your robe. Is that what you're saying? You're too good to be naked?
Look, I don't have to explain myself, but I'm not going to be naked up in no church.
Okay, so you can't do the naked robe content. You can't do that for the kids.
I know you're not about to tell me what I can and cannot do for no kids. Now, I don't know who gave you my number, but I think you need to figure out who else to call for this, because I'm not going to be a part of this.
We called all the other choir members, and they don't have a problem with it. You're the
There's
only
no
one
way
that's
you
got a problem.
All the choir members, what are their names? What other choir members did you call? That would have said that they would have done something nasty.
We call Sister Bridget in the choir. Sister Bridget didn't have a problem with it.
Ain't no Sister Bridget in the choir.
Okay, how about Sister Rachel? Sister Rachel in the choir was fine with it.
Ain't no Sister Rachel. Sister Rachel wouldn't be getting naked.
Okay. Let me ask you this something.
Look, I don't know who you think you're talking to, but I think you need to get off the phone. Do you know Sister DeVita in the choir? Hello? Yes. Do you know Sister DeVita in the choir? Yes, I know Sister DeVita. Okay, so if Sister DeVita said
that Sister Bridget and Sister Rachel didn't have a problem doing it, why do you have a problem doing it?
I'm not about to be naked in a church for kids.
You're not getting naked in the church. You're going to be in the back part of the church, and we're going to spray you down with a water hose on your robe.
Not going to be up there. This is disgusting.
Well, Tommy said you would do it. Tommy said you didn't have no problem doing it.
Who the hell is Tommy? We don't even have a Tommy at the church. You keep making up all these names.
Tommy is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. That's who Tommy is. Hello?
Yes.
This is Tommy, baby. This is Nephew Tommy. How you doing?
Oh, my God. That's not real?
This is not. It's not real, baby. That nobody was calling you about doing a wet robe cut. You all right?
Woo! I was finna go off on you.
You was already going off on me. DeVita got me to prank phone call you.
Oh, my God. I'm going to get her. I was holding my tongue.
What you saying? You was about to cuss?
I was about to cuss you out, right out.
Hey, baby, I got to ask you. You got to tell me, what's the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the lane?
Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Wouldn't you like to see that, Jay? Just some
nice,
wet robe contest,
white,
something like that?
Robe contest.
At the church.
What? What you got, nephew? What you got coming?
Of course, I've been telling y'all about my party, Nephew Tommy, along with blazers and bow ties. That's going down July 7th at the Health Museum, 5151 Herman Drive. That's 4th of July weekend. The AKAs will be in town. I got the buffet. I got the DJ. I got the live band. And I got the open bar in Houston, Texas. You don't want to miss it. Go to eventbrite.com and get your tickets on presale right now. Eventbrite.com. Calling all Greeks and non-Greeks. I don't care what you are. Come have a party.
Well, coming up at the top of the hour, did you guys see the protesters who heckled the Homeland Security chief?
Oh, that was so funny.
While she was dining at a Mexican restaurant. She had the nerve to go to a Mexican restaurant. We'll talk about it coming up at the top of the hour.
What are you doing here?
Yeah, why are you in here, my friend?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, just a reminder, coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, DC, Young Fly, Carlos Miller, Chico Bean, 85 South, the crew, the fellas are hanging out with us this morning. That's at 20 after. But first, did you guys see when the protesters heckled Department of Homeland Security Chris Jen Nielsen? She had the nerve, the audacity to eat dinner at
a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah,
after
Jay.
No, signing, you ain't got enchiladas.
After holding all these people up at the border and separating kids from their parents, she decided she wanted Mexican food.
Right,
they
at a restaurant
wore
in D.C.
They should have wore
yes,
ass.
They did.
They booed
yes,
her
they
out
did.
The place. Yeah.
Should have threw guacamole
Steve, here's
out.
What happened. Nielsen was targeted by protesters. They were angry, of course, over the Trump's administration border policy that separated children from their families along the U.S. and Mexican border. One of the protesters said to Nielsen, "Children don't get to eat in peace, and you don't get to eat in peace." Take a listen to them yelling and chanting.
Hard to eat like that.
The Game of Thrones, walk a shame.
It's hard to eat like that,
come
man.
On, Steve,
I'm trying
right?
to tell you, your ass cannot shame. I'm trying to chew. But see, man, let me tell you what happened here. What really happened here was it backfired on the Trump administration because Kelly, Sessions, all of them thought, this is what we'll do. When they come to the border, we'll separate the families. That'll discourage everyone else from coming. Because once you see that you could be separated from your child, that's going to discourage others from coming. It was a ploy to discourage border crossings at all levels. So when we catch you, we're going to separate you. Mm-hmm. Now, that's supposed to be a deterrent. Mm-hmm. What backfired was, even the Republicans knew, once they started acting it out, this is a horrible mistake.
Yeah.
But then, since they made the mistake, they asked tried to actually hold on to it. And the reason this lady's getting heckled is because of the things she said about it. And they kept trying to make it was a Democratic law in all of this. And they tried to make it into that. And that's not what it is. You all have enacted the policy. And then you said Congress has to change the law. And then when Melania and his daughter went off about it, he had to change it.
Sure.
That's bedroom pressure, folks.
But ain't
that's
really,
when the person you sleep with is in your ass.
They ain't really sleeping together.
No, she down the hall.
Yeah, she way down,
she
the
way
hall.
Down the hall.
Yeah, that's what y'all think.
Nah, she down the hall.
She down
leave
the hall,
restaurant,
but,
like you said,
but
Steve.
But let me explain
it was
something
hard.
To you. Mm-hmm. She fine down that hall, though, too. So, yeah, you can't get nobody else up in there. Right
no.
Now. This not, ain't Trump Tower.
Nope.
You got to hear that kind of stuff.
But being able to see the images of what they were doing, it flipped it on Trump real big time, man. It really did because, you know, he had no idea this was going to happen.
That audio of them kids crying.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Very effective.
That did it.
You got to see
very
the
effective.
Cover of Time magazine. They got the little girl that was dressed
that.
In red and Trump standing over her and the caption is, "Welcome to America."
But Don Lemon, man, he kept running it and running it and running it.
Yeah.
It stuck.
Yeah. It changed everybody's narrative, man. It really did.
Yeah, so like I was saying, Nielsen, the Homeland Security deputy, she had to eventually leave the restaurant. And then, you know, the president told her good job because he had to reverse, like you said, Steve, the zero tolerance policy that she had defended. And she vowed that the administration would never apologize for that. So,
and you have to because it's idiotic.
It is.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. You know, you can sit there. It's a mistake. The problem with this White House is they never say they made a mistake. They just don't.
Yeah, I apologize for it.
So,
all right,
you know,
bring in Miss Ann, Steve. It's time.
Ladies and gentlemen, here she is, Miss Ann Tripp.
Watch everybody, and here we go. Yeah, Jeff Sessions, U.S. Attorney General and the Justice Department, is asking a federal judge to change the existing rules for detaining migrant families who entered the country illegally. Now, the request coming, of course, on the heels of President Trump's executive order this week ending the separate detention of children away from their parents. Under current regulations, immigrant children cannot be held for more than 20 days, okay? However, the Justice Department wants that changed so that children can be detained with their parents for as long as it takes for the determination to be made in that family's case, for as long as whatever. ABC reports that 500 migrant children have been reunited with their families. Meanwhile, you heard about it. The First Lady Melania Trump did travel to McAllen, Texas yesterday, where she met with a group of migrant third graders and unaccompanied youngsters, and she addressed them as well as those caring for them.
We all know they're here without their families. And I want to thank you for your hard work, your compassion, and your kindness you're giving them in these difficult times.
There was a little dust up over what was written on the casual jacket that she wore. It read, "I don't really care, do you?" Well, when asked about the jacket, the First Lady spokesperson said, "It's just a jacket. There's no hidden message." Things were different yesterday for a group of U.S. mayors who visited the site of a new tent encampment for migrant children along the U.S.-Mexico border. The delegation was denied entry, and two of those left standing outside were Columbia, South Carolina's Stephen Benjamin and Miami's Francis Suarez.
We wanted to, as the elected leaders of our various cities, to be able to lay eyes on these children, to be able to go back to the people that we represent, to say that we've laid eyes on these children and this is what is happening.
There are still a ton of unanswered questions. When are these children going to be reunited with their families? What kind of conditions are they living in? Why are we, a bipartisan, nonpartisan group, being denied access to these facilities? What's there to hide?
The group of close to 20 mayors say they were told to submit a formal request that could take at least 2 weeks to get approved. There have been demonstrations for the past two nights over the police killing of an unarmed black teenager, 17-year-old Antoine Rhodes. They say the white cop who killed him had only been sworn in 3 hours earlier, shooting the unarmed Antoine Rhodes three times in the back at a traffic stop as he ran away from the car he was riding in. Authorities say the car was suspected of being involved in a nearby shooting. Inside, the cops say they found two guns, but the driver was questioned and later released. The cop who killed Antoine had worked for other police departments. Check out my Facebook page if you want to know some more about this. Congress, by the way, spent yesterday trying to pass an immigration bill. They're going to try again today. Finally, it's Take Your Dog to Work Day.
I'd be doggone if I wouldn't work all day.
Baby, we'll be back with more entertainment in today's trending topics. 20 minutes after the hour on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We got three special guests in the house. Now, let me set this up right. You know, I studied this business carefully. I've watched it for a long time. These three dudes right here are the three young lions patrolling the block as we speak. These are the next great ones. If they stay together, this is king level stuff I'm talking here. First of all, the one and only, he is the host of MTV's TRL, also on Wildin' Out and a host of other things we're going to talk about today, the one and only DC Young Fly.
Yo, what's happening, OG?
What's up, y'all?
Also from Wildin' Out, all these Wildin' Out boys and Trivia Takedown. Please welcome the one and only Chico B.
Yeah.
Chico.
OG, we in here.
And from the Kevin Hart comedy specials. I like those, man. And from the All Deaf Comedy Jam series on HBO, please welcome Carlos Miller.
Yes,
hello.
These are the three young lions patrolling it. I can say that. I can give them that, fellas. How y'all doing today?
Man, we good.
Great.
What's up, OG?
I'm here with you.
Yeah. Man.
Got my cocoa butt on.
Yeah. Legend status. Yeah. I take that.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
DC, how you holding, man?
Hey, man, this is just a blessing to be on here, man. This did that Steve right here. Did that one right here. Steve.
They are so crazy, Steve.
No, I've actually sat with DC a few times at Family Feud on breaks, and he's come on my talk show. I saw this in him, but I saw this in all three of these dudes, man.
Yeah,
I met Chico Bean, my son, introduced me to him, and I said, and I started following him. I follow all these cats, man, and Carlos Miller, and I just said, wow, these three dudes got it, man.
Carlos a beast.
Yeah, man.
That's the OG, man.
Most definitely.
We just sit back and watch him do his thing. We just learn, man.
For real.
Yeah. But together, these guys, they are the hosts of 85 South Podcast.
Yeah.
Yes,
and they start on the new season of Nick Cannon's Wildin' Out. Y'all be eating Nick's ass up on Wildin' Out.
We on the
Nick
OG
be standing there just be taking punishment. He's got a spirit about him. If I was Nick, I'd fire all y'all.
Hey, now when you're making this, now when you're making that money off us telling them jokes to him like that, he love it. Keep them coming.
Keep them coming.
Hey, man, I told my aunt I was going to be on Steve Harvey. She got so excited. She was like, only other person you could have been on and made me feel like this was Michael Bazin. I said, really? What happened to him? Is he still on the radio? It's your boy, Michael Bazin, coming to you live. Today, we're going to talk about black men who need help from their mothers. All right, we're going to get rid with you. Michael Bazin, live directly in the morning. Brother, call in. What is your name?
I don't like hugs.
Brother, if you don't like hugs, you need to open your arms and close your eyes more. All right, we want to move on. It's Michael Bazin, live in the morning.
You ain't lying. That's exactly him.
That's
the show. Hey, we'll be back with more of the Young Lions right here on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. DC, Chico, Carlos.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, y'all, we back. We've been talking with the three young lions. That's what I've labeled them, three young lions right here. I got DC Young Fly, Chico Bean, and Carlos Miller. But together, these guys, they are the hosts of 85 South Podcast.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And they starring on the new season of Nick Cannon's Wildin' Out, which I could never do.
Yes, you could. Nothing you can never do.
Fact, now that you said that, you got to come on the show.
I can't do it, y'all.
What you mean?
We got your man. I can't handle it.
No, man. Y'all be bridging people.
Y'all go hard, man.
Yeah, y'all
Steve
bridge
people. Do Steve
No. Y'all let people go up for the rebound, then bridge them. That y'all.
Hey, man. That's what we do.
Yeah, but y'all ain't gonna do my uncle though. That's not
what I'm Steve though. This is with the greats.
I understand.
This is what we learn from.
He can't take y'all. Y'all know how y'all go in and the mama jokes to come out.
He can't do that.
Yeah.
He can't handle it.
No, see, I mean, you can say what you don't want to be said.
Yeah, but he'll take his belt off and whoop everybody's ass on it. All y'all got. Everybody.
He really should come on there. That'd be dope as hell.
That'd be probably the dopest show we probably had.
Come on, man.
What, Kings of Comedy on Wildin' Out?
Yeah, cross
on. What?
It was on
there. And it was not pretty.
It was not pretty at all.
It was not
y'all
pretty.
Y'all said his ass out.
Man, y'all did say it.
But y'all don't understand, the celebrity already have the advantage. It don't matter what y'all say, the crowd gonna go with y'all because it's y'all, bro. We gotta come up with all the like head the fire. That's
right.
We get booed, man. They'd be like, no, we don't want to hear that.
Yeah, but the thing is, y'all there buzzer. Next week.
All you gotta do is say my tattoos are like a roach.
Yep. He went crying in DC.
Like, for real, bro? For real?
Man, y'all did say it. After I saw said, I said, and said like that kind of stuff. He'd be on drop the mic. He'd do karaoke. Said like all that. I'd be sitting there going, what did you just say, dog? Dog, but have an attitude, though. I have security out on stage. I'm old school, dog. I can't take all that.
But that's what we need, though. We need all that.
Nah, dog, I have a Cuban bodyguard beating your ass. It ain't gonna look good.
Oh, man, why
it
gotta be Cuban?
Why gotta be Cuban? Though, man?
Yeah, that's a good ass whooping now.
I'm talking about that ain't nothing but steroids, man. You can't hit that, man.
He's supposed to go to the MLB. Now he working security for Steve.
All right, man, let's talk about a couple of things. First of all, DC Fly. What I worked on early in my career was a brand. I had made a decision, a conscious decision, about I was going to be this brand. Because when the Kings first came out, I was the only one that wore a suit. Said wore shirts, and Bernie wore just shirts and Western shirts and stuff.
Best.
And then, you know, man, when it came out, and they go, how's D clean? And everybody started wearing suits. I always knew that about me. When you on stage, DC, I see totally different gear. Like, you'll walk out there with just no damn shirt on at all, which will be a complete disaster if I do that.
Hey, remember when you had the picture with your shirt off?
Remember that photo shoot? He's built like Buster Douglas. I was like, look at OG.
I remember that.
He
Judge Freeman about to have it.
They had Steve order up like Golden Corral biscuits.
Ooh, room full of comedians. Yeah.
See, and that picture got out by accident. I said, okay.
But you took it on purpose.
You know, social media, they revamp it. But they be like, well, they going to find that picture they talking about.
Yeah, I took it on purpose, but I said, hey, that don't look right. And they went, nah.
Coming back out.
That photographer went out there and sold that thing so fast.
Wasn't playing with them.
But what's your thinking on how you dress out there, D.C.?
I mean, the crazy part, because we talk about that all the time. Like, Chico, he in the fashion.
He the fresh
He the freshest of us all.
Yeah,
like,
he Hugo Boss this month.
Yeah, he'll go crazy.
Yeah,
this me, I would pack the same thing
the peace
Chico
bracelet.
Got, but yeah. will wear my sweatsuit on stage because I just want to feel comfortable.
Comfortable, right.
If I don't feel comfortable, like, I want to look funny. I don't want to be the guy on that fresh because they be like, it don't match with what I'm saying.
Right.
So if I'm feeling, you feel what I'm saying? If I'm talking about roaches and I got on Louis Vuitton.
What do you think would happen if you wore a suit on stage with a tie and a shirt?
He going to tell
it
us.
When I would be talking about like, the times I talk about. DC? Yeah, I talk about funerals or me, situations where I wore a suit because it ain't uncomfortable.
I left court. I went to court.
Yeah, I done been to court, probation. Don't think I kept the suit on. You did. Don't, I'm still me. Don't play now.
And we'll be back with more of the Young Lions right here on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. DC, Chico, Carlos.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, we get the strawberry letter. But come on, nephew, you are here. It's time for the prank.
Well, you know, everybody getting the exercise on this summer. You know, they getting it started. So, well, you know, how about a little naked yoga? Little naked yoga ought to
butt
do that.
Naked yoga.
Butt naked yoga.
Hot yoga.
It could be hot, it could be cold. As long as you're naked, it's yoga. Let's get it, baby. Naked yoga.
Naked, though.
Not naked, Why call not? It naked.
What is the clothes for? You're just going to sweat them out. Naked yoga, here it is.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach, is it Gordon?
Right, it's Gordon.
How you doing, Mr. Gordon? Listen, my name is...
Let me turn down the TV. Did you call him about the apartment?
Yes. I was trying to see about maybe coming over to take a look at it or and seeing if it's still available, man. I got a newspaper, but I didn't know if this is still available or what.
No. It's still for rent. Let me be straight with you. You know, no pets and no smoking of any kind.
No, I understand.
Okay.
From my understanding, the listing here is like $850 a month, right?
Right, $850. You got a parking spot, your private bathroom with a shower.
Okay.
And $850, I'm going to need first, last month. And really, what's your name?
My name is Darnell.
Darnell. Okay. First. Right. First, last month, and Social Security number. I can do a background check.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this. You guys got like a backyard area? I teach classes in the mornings, and I want to know if you have that. That's pretty much will kind of lock me in. If you guys got a backyard that I can use.
Oh, we got a backyard. What do you teach?
I teach yoga. I teach yoga in the mornings from 6 to 8. Hopefully, that won't be a problem.
You make money doing yoga?
Yes, sir. I definitely do. I make enough definitely to cover the rent. That's for sure.
That shouldn't be a problem. I know a little bit about yoga. I mean, really, if it's y'all, you know, you're not making no noise. That yoga, right. That's not a problem.
Good deal. Well, how quick can I actually get moved in? Man, I'm trying to get settled. I just moved in from the East Coast. I jumped on my yoga pretty quick and got quite a bit of clientele built up. And, you know, I'm just ready to get started and get moved in, man. Something that I can actually call home, you know?
We're looking to rent it out pretty quick, you know, because we want to try and get it filled as soon as possible. Cause it's
you said we. Are you got a roommate? Are you married?
No, it's just me. It would be me and my wife. And it's a three-bedroom home. You would have the room in the back with the bathroom. And, it's $850, you do a credit check.
Right.
And, you know,
right.
As soon as we meet, I can do the background check. And
that background check, what do you necessarily need to do that for?
Well, you got to know who you're renting to, and then you want to know what the credit they got, so if they can afford to rent or not, you know.
I got real good credit, man. My credit is fine. I'm actually in the 800s on my credit scores.
Oh, damn. All right. When you get here, this is how you fill out an application. But you know, if you're ready to get it cracking, I can do a background check, and you right now just give me your Social Security number.
Okay, but let me go ahead and just do this, man, on that background check, because you know that what I want to say about that is this: it might be something on there about like when I was on the East Coast, you know, I was actually teaching naked yoga. You know what I mean?
Naked yoga.
you know, you might see something on there about me being a nympho.
Naked yoga?
Yeah, well, see, that's the kind of yoga I was teaching on the East Coast was naked yoga. You know what I'm saying? And everybody
talking about teaching naked yoga here?
Well, but see, it's in the backyard. It's closed in. You know,
in my backyard? And you, what other glitch you got? You said there's some glitches, Michael. But what other glitch you got?
Well, you might see that I'm a nymphomaniac, but see, I done took classes in counseling.
What?
I done took counseling for that though. So,
no,
so, yeah.
What do you need to take some counseling over somewhere else? You ain't taking no counseling and doing no naked yoga in my backyard.
No, but see, man, all that's behind me now. That's on the East Coast, man. That's all behind me now. I didn't put that thing down.
Man, I don't care if it's behind you, in front of you, on the side. You're doing some naked yoga in my backyard. That ain't happening, man. Matter of fact, listen, I got all the credentials
that qualify to move in there, and now you're going to sit here and tell me I can't.
You're talking about doing some naked yoga in my backyard with no 20, 30 people? Man, my wife be at home, man. Look.
Well, you want to bring your wife out
you
there?
You know what, Darnell? It's all good.
Let her get naked and do some yoga in, man.
Just scratch that one off your list and just move on to the next one, because there ain't no naked yoga going down back here with no nymphomaniac. I don't know what else y'all might be doing. I don't know what. I don't know who does naked yoga.
It's just a serene moment, man, where you find yourself. That's all this really is about.
Well, you better find yourself somewhere else. That's what I know. You ain't doing no naked yoga in my backyard. I'm surprised you even called somebody with that.
Hey, man, I'm going to come over there to this address and start looking at this place, because I want to set up shop right here.
In my backyard, and I don't even know you, talking about you got some glitches in your past. You're going to have a foot in your.
How do you know that this isn't something that your wife might really want to get into?
But my wife, don't even mention my wife's name, man. You don't know me. You don't even know my wife. Take my off your list. You come out here, you're going to have another glitch.
I'm coming out there to take a look at this damn room, and you're going to show it to me.
I ain't showing you. You come out here, and I'm going to show you something else. My backyard.
I am a recovered nymphomaniac. I'm recovered.
You thought I recovered nymphomaniac? You about to get your with biomaniac. I'm the maniac. Please believe, Darnell.
I'm finna come over there right now. I'm finna come over there now, man, so we can sit with
the fence. I ain't having that. Do not come over.
Listen,
please, man.
I'm finna come over there
please.
So we can just
matter of fact, Matt, look, this, you can do whatever you want somewhere else, but this right here, this ain't the place for you. I'm going
to
tell you that right now, Darnell.
Let me talk to your wife, man.
Whatever it is you want to talk about, this ain't the place for you. Go somewhere else. Take that.
Let me speak to your wife, man.
Please
let me talk to your wife.
Do not even try me, Darnell.
Let me talk to your wife, man.
I'm not even that kind of dude, man. But you about to bring this out of me. Do not bring this over here, Darnell. So as far as I'm concerned, this right here is over, for real. You're going to come out here and catch a case.
Okay, can I say one more thing to you, man?
No, you can't say Darnell, because this conversation is over, man. Okay, how about that?
Hey, man, can I say one more thing, man?
What you got to say, man? What?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your brother.
Oh, get the out of here, man. This is Nephew Tommy. Who told you to do this to me, man?
Your brother.
My brother. Man. Oh, I'm going to get this. Oh, my God. Man, my heart is all beating all fast, man. My. Oh, get the out of here, man. Tommy, man. Oh.
You all right, man?
Man. I was gonna whoop your butt naked if you came around here, man. You just don't know. Man, I'm so glad this is a joke. You have no idea. I'm so glad it's a joke, man.
Dun dun dun.
Dun 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 dun.
What
you
dun
play
dun
too
dun?
Much. Huh? You gonna get your butt whooped one day.
Was it all right, though?
It was
it.
Yes.
It was
definitely.
You know it was all right.
Was that everything?
Do I make my uncle proud? You know, that's what I'm
doing. Is proud?
Do I make my uncle proud?
Shut up, Drew. Did I do it for you?
Not at all. Not at all. I'm more concerned than I am proud.
Are you worried? You sound
worried.
I'm
glad
worried.
That you're good at something, but the thing you're good at can cost you.
Okay.
You sound worried.
I feel for you, man.
Let me drop this out there. I'm still good at a few things. Just put this on my books. That's July 13th, 14th, 15th. Duval, the nephew, is coming to Comedy Club of Jacksonville. That's a new one on the block, huh? Comedy Club of Jacksonville. July 13th, 14th, 15th. Tickets on sale right now. Duval, I'm coming.
You gotta say that when you go down there.
You have to say that. That's part of it.
You have to say it.
And they act like it's the first time they ever heard it.
Right.
They say it right back. Duval.
July 13th, 14th, 15th, Comedy Club of Jacksonville.
All right, nephew. Well, did you guys hear about this? Jerry Springer. The show is
calling it quits.
They got enough. Yeah. They got enough.
I didn't even know it was still on.
Yeah, it's been on for, what, 30 years probably.
I mean, everybody knows they're not the father or the father by now.
Right, the fist fights and the chair throwing.
You can't fool us no more.
Jerry.
Yeah, 27 seasons, Jerry Springer Show.
27 years. So he's got enough tape.
Yeah,
he's good.
You know what surprised me? The spinoff, how the security guy got him a show. That was a big surprise.
Yeah.
And they ran out of titles. Like, you know,
what
like,
you
I'm sleeping with your little person. You know what I'm saying? They ain't got no more.
It ran out of names.
We got the strawberry letter coming up.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay, guys, coming up, 41 after the hour, last hour, DC Young Fly, Chico Bean, Carlos Miller, 85 South. Those guys been hanging out with us. They coming back at 41 after the hour. The guys are standing by. We're going to do the strawberry letter right
they
now.
They outside because they got way too much going
outside.
On.
They are really ignorant.
Yes.
Ignorant out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, inside and out. All right, it's time for today's strawberry letter. And if you need advice, relationship, dating, working, sex, parenting, or more, you can submit your strawberry letter to steveharveyfm.com and click submit. Strawberry letter. Shirley is out. Steve will read the letter. I'll answer Shirley's part. I'll handle that for her. Go ahead, Mr. Harvey.
No, my part. Buckle up and hold on tight. Here it is, the strawberry letter. I don't know how she X me out.
Here is all right, the though. Subject. I have been with both of them.
Wow.
I wrote this my damn self.
Wow.
Dear Steve and Shirley, I was married for 17 years and I've been divorced for 6 years. After my divorce, I was buck wild for a little bit, dating many different women at one time. One of the girls I dated was a sweet church girl and we shared many intimate adult moments. She was a wonderful girl. But I didn't want to settle down, so she stopped fooling with me. A year later, I saw a picture of her younger sister on Facebook and she was incredible. So I decided to reach out to the sister. We started dating, and I never expected to fall for her. We've been dating now for 18 months, and I want to marry this woman. Problem is, I feel guilty. She doesn't know that I've been intimate with her sister. Mm. They are best friends, and they share every detail of each other's lives. I can only wonder if they've discussed this situation, but I don't think they have. Steve. Should I bring it up and clear the air? Should I pull the sister aside and make a pact to never bring it up? Or should I pretend like nothing happened and move on with my woman? I need to know something so I can propose to this woman and spend the rest of my life with her. Please help.
Ooh,
Lord.
Oh,
my
Lord.
Jesus.
Oh, no, you got to give me that other one.
Come on.
God, dog.
Man.
Hot to be mo. Right.
Come on, Carla.
You're dead wrong for this. I mean, you broke up with the first woman, the older sister, and then you see a picture of her little sister on Facebook, and then you started to date her. It's one thing if you didn't know that that wasn't your ex's little sister, but you knew and you still proceeded to date her. Where's the honor in that? What is that about? And now you're trying to be a good man and settle down with your ex-girlfriend's little sister? So let me say this. In my opinion, you want to get a divorce again, because this is probably why you got a divorce the first time, because you make bad decisions. I'm surprised the sisters, I'm surprised they don't know about each other already. And in the letter, you ask the question, should you make a pact with your ex and never bring up y'all's relationship to her younger sister? So you're just trying to start a relationship out on bad lies. You're just starting it out the gate on bad lies. My advice to you is that if you're going to marry the younger sister, you better tell her that you had a relationship with her older sister. These women are sisters. He's wrong for this. He is wrong for this. All the women in the world, he gonna date his ex-girlfriend's little sister?
He's
wrong for that, Steve.
Stop listening to them, Carl.
He's wrong.
I don't care if it's her mama.
Here's the problem. This man got a divorce. He went wild. He was dating women. He dated this one girl, really sweet girl from the church. He wasn't ready to sell her down, so the girl quit fooling with her. A year later,
He saw a picture of her younger sister on Facebook, and she was incredible. So I decided to reach out to the sister. Right there, dog. You wrong like two left shoes. All the women in the world, you find your exes. You find your ex's younger sister, and she incredible. And you go after her and never tell her that you had her sister. So let me talk to you about the man part of this that I know. You really got jiggy here because you're really trying to test your skill. I'm going to see if I can get both these sisters. You had every intent of going after this younger sister. You had every intent of sleeping with her from the first time you saw her on Facebook because you a man. Oh, I want that. Let me holler at her, too. Now, you set out to sleep with her. You didn't set out to be her friend. Because if you just wanted to be her friend, you would have told her about her sister. You know, I used to kick it with your sister, but, man, I just want to be cool with you. You set out to sleep with this young girl, and you did it. Now you done fell in love with her. 18 months, and they sisters, and they the best of friends. So now let me ask you something. I don't know how 18 months done went by, but the best of friends, with social media being the way it is, and she ain't seen a picture of you somewhere. You don't think her sister done said, so who is this you dating? Let me see a picture. It's almost virtually impossible if they're the best of friends. Girl, I'm in love. This man is so sweet. Girl, let me see a picture. Now, she might have showed him the picture, and the older sister just freaked out and went, oh, my God. My God. It's him.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And would be embarrassed to tell her younger sister. Don't want to ruin her younger sister's happiness. But either way, man, you got a real problem because you don't know the answer to those questions. So now what you going to propose to do? You want to marry her, spend the rest of your life. So now your dumb ass thinks that you should go back to the one you slept with and make a pact with her and say, hold up, listen, I ain't going to never bring this up if you don't never bring this up.
Oh,
God. Wow.
Just let bygones be bygones. And now you're going to ask her not to say nothing to the little sister after you bring it to her, which she's now obligated to bring to her little sister. See, right now, even if she knows you, she ain't been confronted with it. But if you bring it to her attention, she's now confronted with it. You're in a full-blown piece of mess right here, dog.
Yeah.
But you deserve whatever happened to you, dog, because on the real, you set out to conquer this girl. It was all ego with you. It's way too many women out there, man. You doggish, man. Yeah, and you got what's coming your way. And you could lose both of them.
There's another side.
You should.
Now that would be bad if you lost both of them.
Shut up, Tommy.
There's another side.
Then what's the other side, Jay?
He can be with both of them. Yeah. They could work it out. Yeah. They was into that.
They stupid, both of them. All right, we'll have part two of Steve's response to today's Strawberry Letter at 23 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay, Steve, Shirley's out. Strawberry Letter, you want to recap today's letter?
A dude was married 17 years, been divorced 6, had a lot of women, met this one girl at a church, nice girl. A lot of intimate moments. She was wonderful. She wanted to settle down. He didn't. So she stopped fooling with him because she wanted more. A year later, he going through Facebook. He spots her younger sister. Her younger sister was incredible. He reaches out to the younger sister, starts seeing the younger sister. They full-blown relationship. He done fell in love with the younger sister. Now the younger sister and the older sister best friend. He want to know now if he should go to the older sister that he done slept with and messed over. And say, hey, I'm sleeping with your little sister, but I want to marry her. But I promise you, I'll never say nothing about us if you don't.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
He wrong for this, Steve.
Oh. Well, he wrong on a lot of levels because, first of all, you set out to sleep with her. You weren't trying to be her friend. You weren't trying to contact your old flame back up or nothing. You went after her, and you did it as game. I'm going to see if I can sleep with both these sisters. Yeah, you got to have some game to sleep with two sisters. I know exactly what you said.
Because that's got to cross your mind.
Yeah, but
the younger, what? The younger sister's always fine.
Always.
You know?
It's a fact.
He just didn't know it.
He had no idea until he saw it on Facebook.
Are y'all trying to justify this man's actions?
Kind of a little bit.
Well, I mean, we're not justifying it, but we understand.
Kind of a little bit justifying it. I mean, he was
wrong.
But his heart's involved now.
Yeah, his heart is involved.
What is he gonna do?
I mean, but the heart then got involved after the game was started.
He done fell in love now.
So now he in love now. Now his stupid ass, this is how stupid he is. Should I go to the older sister and tell her
right
about
there.
Us and just tell her not to say nothing? Because I want to live the rest of my life with her.
Well, as a sibling that have been in a family with an older sister, sometimes older sisters have to understand things. That,
well, she'll be in the way.
She'll be in the way. Yeah. I mean, that's the way I see
what?
It. Yeah.
What?
She's got to invite her sister.
She got to be a bridesmaid or something.
I mean, why not? Y'all don't see that?
Me and Jay don't make sense?
No,
we don't.
The question is,
we don't.
How do you see
you have both of you all on the same. Y'all Team Tommy and Team Jay on anything, huh?
That's a dumbass team.
I'm sitting up here looking at him trying to justify this.
Yeah, you hear it. You hear it, Junior, man.
But they talking to each other. Like,
the foolishness that this dude has created for himself, and he could run the risk of losing this girl.
Yes, he could.
Because it's hard, man, for women with her baby sister and her older sister and know that y'all done had the same man and one of them walked down the aisle together. Man, come on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the older sister had feelings for him. She wanted to marry him, too.
Well,
and he breaks up with
her. Here's the solution, though. Here is the solution.
Okay, let me hear this.
He has to go to the other woman.
Yeah.
He has to.
By the other woman, you mean the younger sister?
No, the older sister
that he used to be with. He has to go to her.
And say.
And just come clean. But it's going to be awful. Because he's going to say, I saw your younger sister. He knew it was her younger sister.
That's what I said.
And I went after her anyway. You got to have that conversation. But I done messed around and fell in love with her. But when I went after her, so why did you go after my younger sister? If you don't think she's going to say that, you stupid.
Okay, okay.
So you must be prepared with the answer.
Let me ask you something on the real. On the real. Just player to player. I'm just going to ask you. I would go to the older sister. But I'm gonna be real with you. I would lie and say, I didn't know that was your sister until later.
That's impossible.
How is that though? If you just saw her and say, I met her, I didn't know that was your sister though. But I done fell in love with her. There's a way to hold on to that.
Okay, but listen to me.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
At what point is he gonna admit that he knew it was her?
We're not, boy.
He's not.
He's going to lie. We're going to lie to the
end now.
Wait a minute. So he going to say, I never knew that was your sister.
Say until I'm just not realizing. Yeah. I looked on Facebook.
And I already had feelings for her. But I got a different question, Steve.
Hold up. But, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, I'm listening.
That's another lie that can be dispelled so quickly.
Yeah.
That's why I said he's starting out lying.
This is a lie that he don't even have to tell. Because all it's going to do is compound it anyway.
Okay, here's my.
Okay.
If you go to the older sister,
mm-hmm.
you say, I met your younger sister, we fell in love, I want to get married. And the older sister says, okay, I agree.
What?
I'm just saying.
Let me hear that.
I agree not to tell my younger sister. Should he go ahead and ask the younger sister?
Yeah,
because she gave him his.
Yeah,
letter. Okay.
Yeah,
if she gave him.
But you've got to go with this older sister.
Yeah, you
got
to go to the.
To older show kid. Some form of decency about your dirty doggy shade.
Oh,
yes.
Don't say it
but
so
if,
rough.
If you don't go to
it
the older
rough.
Woman and explain, cause man, you finna mess up a family, man. Dog, you finna hurt these girls. You've already been through that. You've done the wrong thing. You just laying up. A waistline of just broken women. You can't do that, man.
In
damn, at one
family.
Point in time, you got to be decent, man. You have to apologize to a woman to give her some form of closure. You can't just run through people like that, man. Sorry,
thank
dog.
You, Steve. Woo.
Sorry, dog.
Team Steve, because that Team Tommy is ignorant.
Yes.
I'm just saying I would lie just to say fake.
We know what you were saying. Ain't nobody stupid.
I would
we
lie.
Heard what you
I
said.
Would lie and say I didn't. I'm saying I would lie.
But see, Tommy, that's another lie, though.
I know, but thank that you. One lie is going might, to help it
it
all.
Might lock it down.
It'll lock it
shut
down.
Up.
No, yeah. It won't. Women are not stupid. Women ask questions.
Okay, hold on. Let's back up. If you meet a person, and let's just say it actually happened for real that way. Let's just say, I didn't know that y'all was kin. Let's even if it was her cousin.
That's a good lie.
I mean, if we didn't
okay,
know.
Okay, hold up. Listen to me.
Okay.
First of all, both of y'all, this is on the radio right now.
I understand that. I know who my wife's sister is, though. I'm just saying. If I met her and didn't know.
But he knew. He said he knew.
He knew.
But the lie will help him.
He proceeded to date her.
This lie right here going to come back and bite you worse.
Yes, it will. All right, we got to go. Shut up, nephew. You can email or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey.
He changed.
SteveHarveyFM.com. Coming up in 10 minutes, DC Young Fly, Carlos Miller, Chico B, 85 South in the building.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, y'all, we back with the Young Lions of Comedy, DC Young Fly. Chico Bean and Carlos Miller. Hey, fellas, let's talk about 85 South, this podcast you got.
Mm. Oh, this podcast. Man, we talk about everything.
I'm talking
everything?
About
everything.
We talk about everything.
Everything.
Yeah. Like you want to start now talking about some stuff. You, Steve, you remember we used to record in your studio, Steve? You remember Steve?
Yeah.
You remember a guy named Chad, Steve?
Yeah.
Light skinned Chad. Chad, come here, Chad. Chad been with us for a long time. Chad, come here, Chad.
Him and pretty ass Joe.
Yeah, pretty Joe, man.
Joe got the camera right
Joe
now.
Camera pretty
right
Joe in here on the camera looking like he recorded Rodney King beating. That's what
hey, hold
got
up. Can
working.
I tell y'all something,
talk
though?
To me. Huh.
That damn Joseph got a ball game.
Yes, he does.
He got a ball game.
Yeah. Oh, dog. Yeah.
He can hoop.
He do know how to hoop, but off the rebound, right? You know why they gone, though, Steve?
Why they gone?
Man, it was word that they stole some money, Steve.
Yeah, I heard
from
that.
From you, Steve.
Yeah, I heard
and
that.
And I want to come to Clear the Ruckus, Steve. They
you
didn't
do it,
no
Steve.
Money,
they didn't
Steve.
Steal no money
they
from
didn't
you,
steal
Steve.
No money, Steve.
Y'all made a song
it's
about it?
True.
We've been talking
I
about this
did.
For 2 years.
Yeah.
If you go listen to the podcast, we done a little voice message
voice
and everything.
Mails,
Steve!
Call
no,
us
we can't
back.
Record in your studio no more, Steve.
Yeah.
How did this story come about? What happened? Tell us what happened.
First of all, let me tell you this. They didn't steal any money.
Okay. Okay. Oh,
they
great.
Didn't
well,
steal any
news.
Money.
That's good news. Yeah.
Somebody
all the didn't. Listeners from 85 South Show gonna be like, I knew
yeah.
my business steal.
They had a whole misunderstanding going on. About they really good dudes.
They
man.
Are. They broke his hell.
Yeah,
we just wanted you to know that.
Yeah.
They doing bad.
We been
they
working.
Steal. How much did they steal?
We worked
a lot.
It was like $15. It was like enough for that day.
And it really wasn't enough.
No Ponzi scheme. It was like lunch money, parking space money.
It was important at that time.
Yeah. I didn't really see it as that way. No, uh-huh. It wasn't really the principle because it really wasn't nothing really to me.
Uh-huh.
You know, but when you got a lot of people working for you talking about we can't have this and we can't have that, then, you know.
Okay.
And then that's kind of far away from my other businesses. So, you know, they became casualties of war. That's all it
that's
was.
All that
that's
was.
A boss talk
but look
right
at
there.
Them now.
That
was
I mean,
war.
You know, sometimes when you
but
run
they
a
got
lot
freed
of
up, though.
Yeah.
Yes, they did.
They got freed up to go be who they really could be.
They ain't nobody. They want the job. They ain't want to be nobody. Yeah.
I know they'd rather work for me than you three idiots, because right now, y'all just dogging me.
We ain't paying nothing.
We working for love right here.
We building over here.
Yeah. But y'all gonna mess around and have something because they cold hustlers. They do get it
no,
right.
No, one thing about it, man, they real good on their computer work, man. And that's why we still here as a family. It's more so when we do these shows, it ain't about no money. Like, I don't do these shows. Yes, like last night.
It ain't about no money.
We were playing with the owner. He was like, you ain't gonna get your coins. I was like, we gonna get the coins. It ain't about the money over here. These my partners. Yeah. I come over here and it's like therapy. You dig what I'm saying?
Especially
like,
when with us.
That's
like,
a major difference between us and y'all, because it's all about the damn money.
Yeah, we got to get that check.
The OGs, it's
we
about
get
now,
that
now,
check.
Now, don't get me wrong. Yeah, now, I need my monies.
We need it.
But that's
what I'm
the
saying.
Thing.
With this, it ain't about no money, because, you know, that was going to break up the family. This is a family right here. Once the money start tripping, we got to put somebody to the side and be like, hey, brother,
I hope you ain't really paying no bills over this.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean.
Really ain't paying
what?
No
but
I know we in San Diego, but you ain't paying no bills.
I hope you ain't trying to pay your mortgage with this.
We're talking about the podcast.
No, we're not saying it. I'm talking about just for as a mind state. Uh-huh. The money is coming.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong. We makes the money.
Okay.
Now. But it's not about the money.
Nah, not over
it's
here.
It's about being a family and just telling you.
How long
jokes.
Y'all been together? How long y'all
as a family.
Please believe it, the money get broke off.
Okay.
Yeah.
3 years.
Three.
But
yeah,
that's
three
the thing,
years.
Like, we blessed enough to make money, you know, just in comedy all around. You know, we all do stand up, we make money individually. And when we come here and get amongst each other, it's just something that, like he said, is therapy. You talking about, like, I don't know if it's ever been done before. You know, I've researched it, but I know in our generation there's never been three guys to get on stage together. Especially
right.
who have
three comedians.
Three comedians who can individually say, I'm me, and pay attention to me, all get on stage together and share the stage and be able to create comedy that's bridged between a gap that nobody has ever really bridged before. So it's not
yeah,
about
that's,
the money.
That is kind of innovative if you're on stage at the same time, you mm-hmm. know. Jay, I've known Jay. Jay was the first black headliner I had ever seen in a comedy club ever in 1985. This is the first dude I ever saw that was black. He made $1,800 a week. I was
like
getting two
slavery.
And a quarter.
Like black slavery time.
For the week. Yeah.
First black man to make $1,800.
And this dude seen. Right here, and I looked at him, and he taught me. He mm-hmm. taught me how to be funny. Because we had to learn it all, because there was no black rooms back then. There was no place for blacks to go. The comedy act wasn't popping back then. Mm. None of that. The Steve Harvey's Comedy House wasn't there. All Jokes Aside wasn't there. Quakes Clubs wasn't there.
None of that
was there, man. So we had to learn it the hard way. But
I mean, you guys
have something.
But y'all,
comedy clubs mm-hmm. is what helped made like the comics today. You know what I'm saying? Like Mike Epps. You feel what I'm saying? It's generations of the comedy. Like look at the doors that y'all open up. For it to be the Mike Epps and the Kevin Hart and
the
Chris Tuckers. And then
did.
For
yeah.
us to be like, but y'all don't even know what. Like, it wasn't no rules for us to go. Y'all can go anywhere. It's 1,000 little small rooms.
Right.
We did that.
Really, man, just some of the differences in the way it was and the way it is, but there's still a lot of commonality. Like, I was trying to explain to this young boy who was telling me he was going to change the way comedy is because he 18. There ain't nowhere for 18-year-olds to tell jokes. It is, but you ain't going to make no money at it because at 18, you have nothing to talk about. You ain't got bad credit yet. You ain't got no baby.
Yeah.
Don't nobody give a damn.
Right.
Unless the story interesting.
Yeah, not at 13.
Going.
You don't have an interesting story for me at 13.
I know 13 so no. crack.
Yeah,
okay.
See right there, DC.
That was interesting to me.
Yeah, that. But that.
Your mama let you do that? You was a grown man.
What kind of fear does CC have in the morning?
Hey, we'll be back with more of the Young Lions right here on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. DC, Chico, Carlos.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, y'all, we back. We've been talking with the three young lions. That's what I've labeled them, three young lions right here. I got DC Young Fly, Chico Bean, and Carlos Miller. All right, man, let's talk about a couple of things. First of all, DC Fly, you're the host of MTV's TRL. You're starring on Wildin' Out. And we saw you Wednesday night on Hip Hop Squares.
Yeah.
Now, you also are a singer.
Oh, yes, sir.
And you got a new single out called Never Through.
Never Through or Never Thought? Never thought, OG.
It's never thought.
Yeah.
On the paper say never though.
Never though?
Never though.
And
everybody
I put
got
through
a different
in
word.
There cause I ain't think right. never though was it.
Never though.
Never
nah,
though.
Nah, they never thought. With me and Tony Romiti, man. I wrote the track. She's from Chicago. She doing real big things. I think she signed with RCA. And I had to hit her probably like 2 years ago. And I was like, I mess with your music. And she was like, yeah, man, you know, I mess with your music. So I'm like, bet. So we kept in touch and then and I was like, there you go. It was there.
No, he's so talented, though.
I didn't
Thank
know you,
you
sang. I
yeah.
didn't know.
I do a little something.
So you the young Jamie Foxx.
Yeah. I'm more so like Jamie Foxx with the Will Smiths and just putting the music and the comedy and just bringing it together. But I make sure I keep them separated because
yeah.
I don't want nobody to take my music. They're like, I can't take them serious. I'm like, no, I'm a different person when I'm doing music.
I saw the video.
You seen the video?
Yeah, I saw the video. Yeah, you got to see the video.
I got to see it, man, because
no, for real.
Of
He's
all
real.
Of us from
hear.
The Def Jam era,
Okay.
I've always said that Jamie Foxx was probably the most talented of us all because the boy can act, the boy can sing, the boy can play, and he can do stand-up.
Act like you ain't never seen Hamburger before. The most
talented. Y'all wrong. See, y'all. See, y'all, man.
Hamburger.
Universal.
You ain't seen the talents of Shucky Ducky.
Quack, quack.
That's why my ass ain't coming on Wildin' Out right there. Because that right there, that hurt me, and it wasn't even about me.
Never seen Hamburger.
What happened to Chuck, man?
Like, you don't know D. Miller.
I hear so much about Chuck.
Hey, man, let me talk to Carlos for a second. Because, Carlos, you work with Kevin Hart on the Laugh Out Loud comedy special.
Right.
And you starred in HBO's All Deaf Comedy Jam. And you're on the new season of Wildin' Out. Well, what's all this been like for you so far?
It's been a lot of work. I feel like the people like my joke. In the approach, but they just want me to keep working. I'm like, you know, this will go a whole lot smoother if y'all send a few more of them checks over there. Like, yeah, I mean, the half hour special, that was a dope look, but that is a lot of work.
A lot of work.
Yeah,
and
Kevin Hart.
A lot of material. Too,
yeah, and Kevin Hart, he got a dope platform, and for him to just open it up and let somebody else come over there and be like, look, these the guys who need a shot. I really appreciate that.
That's true.
Yeah, but I really had a whole different approach to the comedy game because I came in right at, like, the end before the social media got where you really had to go out and let people see your face. Like, I actually had to come to the J spot and catch J. Anthony in that one weekend and be like, let me get a weekend, huh? I didn't know if he seen me or not because he was in the kitchen back and forth selling hot sauce and tacos. Yeah, he's selling frozen chicken wings out the freezer, everything.
Yeah, he was back there trying to get them late-ass tacos out.
Exactly.
That you order on Tuesday, but they arrive on Wednesday.
I'm trying to get my own sandwich at the J spot. No, a comedian got his own sandwich in there.
That's when you done made it.
Yeah, he ain't even funny. Got a whole sandwich.
You'll get your own sandwich. I'm going to change the menu tomorrow. You'll have your own sandwich.
I need a whole pulled pork.
I want to talk to you for a minute, Chico. You're on the new season of Wildin' Out. Mm-hmm. You're starring on Trivial Takedown on Fuse TV.
Yes, sir.
Is this what you always saw yourself doing? Had you always had this as a plan?
No, I did not. I didn't have a plan for myself for a long time. Like, I'm going to be honest, I didn't. I'm not one of them people that'll tell you I always knew that. I didn't know what I was supposed to be doing. You know what I mean? And I figured it out as I went. But when I did realize that I wanted to be a comedian, it was honestly just I got a degree from Winston-Salem State in it was communications. I went and found out how much I was going to be making entry level at a job. And I said, well, if I'm going to be poor and struggling, I'd much rather be poor and struggling, building my own legacy than helping somebody else build theirs. So I always been in the comedy. I used to watch, you know, old Def Jam tapes, Earthquakes and You and J. Anthony Brown. You know what I mean? Like, so I just always was into it. And I went to an open mic in Greensboro, North Carolina, and I started doing it in August of 08. And I've been doing it ever since that day. It's been the greatest decision I've made in my life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boy, doing this thing.
But I mean, this is the thing, though. You got to, like, I realize, like, how accomplishments work. This is a major accomplishment. This is an accomplishment to be in a situation where we talking to you, like, you is one of those guys that have set the trend that'll last forever. So we, just to be recognized by you in that capacity is amazing, man.
No, man, you are. You all are the three young lions that's walking the block because, see, this is a difficult business. I tell people this all the time, you know, comedy is the one business where there is no school for.
Not at all.
You can take lessons to be a drummer, a singer, a tap dancer. You can take airplane lessons. You can go to school, be a doctor, lawyer, scientist, dentist. You can go to school, learn how to do anything. Ain't no school for this. This is what you purely have to be born this way. Can't nobody teach you timing? Can't nobody teach you stage presence? And can't nobody make your ass funny? You either is or you ain't.
And that's the sentence for it, right?
Come on. You either is or you ain't.
Or you ain't.
And I ain't really got no time for you if you ain't.
I know.
Well, talking
now. 100, OG.
Now we're getting it.
Sipping here, man.
Yeah, I'm with
all them non-funny-ass people running around here, man, because you got a little five-minute YouTube tape, can't stand on stage for 20 minutes.
But you know, that's where the pressure come from us, quote-unquote, internet, social media, internet. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I was one of the ones that actually took it serious, like seeing the doors that it was open, it was like, all right, you know what I'm saying, stand up. Now, you know what stand up is? My first time I tried it, I was like, that one was stand up was. So, I need to sit out and find out what stand up is.
Yeah, you gotta go to class.
Yeah, it wasn't even about class. It was just like, you need to go find what stand up is. And this started your journey right now.
Well,
go
find what stand up is. The internet can make you famous, but stand up make your ass work.
No, so stand up make you funny.
It make you funny. It really does. Yeah. But you got to put the work in,
yeah,
man.
Right. Yeah, you got to really hit them stages, man.
All right, y'all, listen. We'll be back with more with the three young lions of comedy right now. These are the next great ones. We got Carlos Miller, we got Chico Bean, and DC Young Fly. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, y'all. Hey, listen, we're back with DC Young Fly, Chico Bean, and Carlos Miller. Okay, yeah. Let me ask y'all a question. DC, where you from?
I'm from Atlanta, West Side, born and raised.
Chico.
Washington, D.C.
Carlos.
Oxford, Mississippi.
Whoa. Okay, cool. Here's a deal.
That's South for sure.
I'm striking a deal right now where I'm about to open up a series of
comedy
clubs. Oh, we're
going to get $1 million.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I accept. Whatever it is, I want a piece of.
Thank you.
So what I'm going to do is I'm looking for, like, great acts that can run these rooms, host rooms. And that's what I'm about to do. I'm about to strike a deal, man. I can't tell you what it is right now, but we putting the paperwork together right now. And I'm about to open up a series of clubs around the country.
Yeah.
Because like you say, y'all ain't got the selection of rooms we had. It was so much work, the Comedy Zone, the Punchlines, the Funny Bone, the Improv.
But I'm saying those comedy clubs, they still there, but they just don't do
it. Yeah, it's because of black comics that they're still open.
But they don't do the open nights, though. Yep. Yeah.
If it had not been for the black comics and you guys and the new jacks coming up, those clubs would have been closed a long time.
No, absolutely.
Ago.
Some of them clubs are starting to reopen. Yeah. Like,
because
we've only been open 6 months.
But it's because of you guys.
Billy Chucklebucks can't fill a house. He just can't.
No.
And he's never going to be able to. The black dollar has been strong in the white comedy clubs. That's why they have black comedy.
Yeah, they give us the weekend, and then they do like the Monday night. Yeah. Tuesday,
that's what happened.
Yeah. And then Wednesday, they cut theirs off, and then be like, Carlos, can you come Thursday?
Yeah.
Do 15 shows?
Every white club in this country had what I call Negro Night.
Yeah, they do.
And then the Virginia Funny Bone
got two headliners. They got a white headliner for the 8 o'clock show, and they have a black one for the 10 o'clock show.
Okay. His ticket is $25.
You know what's going
on. Here's a bit of history. The very first African-American comedy night in the history of comedy was 93 WBLX in Mobile, Alabama. I went there to 93 BLX, met a guy named J.B. Bridges, a dude named Skip Cheatham, a dude named Ben Gordon, and a dude named DJ Greg Street, who I used to call King.
Greg Street.
All worked at one radio station. Hmm. They met me. They said, man, come on the radio. I convinced the club to do a 93 BLX night where all the blacks could come and get in for 93 cents.
Get out of here.
That was a mistake because they was arguing so hard about that 7 cent change. You would think that blacks would just pay the dollar and gone, but that damn 7 cent created more hell at that door. So I sold 100 tickets that night. They bought me back again. I sold out two nights. Then they bought me back again. I sold out Tuesday through Sunday. And that's when Black Knights were born, and that's how I started. And I started doing George Wallace. I told J. Anthony Brown about it. And next thing you know, Black Knights and radio stations was born. That's how they got started. Hey, man.
That's from the OG right there.
Exactly. Come on now. That's the original story.
Hearing stories like that.
I know, right?
You just want to see that. Keep telling them, look, granddad.
We started the comedy room for 93 cent. We got all the booze from Spanky Johnson.
Because they don't know. I'm the last, generation. I remember the cent sign. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I remember. They don't teach the cent sign no more. Now, for him to say that they paid 93 cent, I was like, ooh, that long time ago.
They don't have the cent sign.
They don't have the cent sign no more.
They
won't use the cent sign no more. That's real.
I didn't know that.
That's real. The cent sign is gone.
That's terrible.
These children don't know about no cents.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to the Young Lions of Comedy. Give it up for them.
Yeah.
DC, Chico, Carlos.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay, Steve, did you guys see when the protesters heckled Department of Homeland Security Chris Jen Nielsen? She had the nerve, the audacity to eat dinner at a Mexican restaurant.
You ain't got enchiladas.
After holding all these people up at the border and separating kids from their parents, she decided she wanted Mexican food.
Right, they at a restaurant her in D.C. Ass out.
They should have wore
Yes, they did.
They booed her out
did.
The place. Yeah.
Should have threw guacamole Steve, here's out. What happened. Nielsen was targeted by protesters. They were angry, of course, over the Trump's administration border policy that separated children from their families along the U.S. and Mexican border. One of the protesters said to Nielsen, children don't get to eat in peace and you don't get to eat in peace. Take a listen to them yelling and chanting.
Hard to eat like that.
The Game of Thrones, walk of shame.
It's hard to eat like that,
come
man.
On, Steve,
I'm trying to tell you, your ass cannot shame. I'm trying to chew. But see, man, let me tell you what happened
Go
here.
Ahead.
What really happened here was it backfired on the Trump administration because Kelly, Sessions, all of them thought, this is what we'll do. When they come to the border, we'll separate the families. That'll discourage everyone else from coming. Because once you see that you could be separated from your child, that's going to discourage others from coming. It was a ploy to discourage border crossings at all levels. So when we catch you, we're going to separate you. Mm-hmm. Now, that's supposed to be a deterrent.
Mm-hmm.
What backfired was, even the Republicans knew, once they started acting it out, this is a horrible mistake.
Yeah.
But then, since they made the mistake, they asked tried to actually hold on to it. And the reason this lady's getting heckled is because of the things she said about it. And they kept trying to make it was a Democratic law in all of this, and they tried to make it into that, and that's not what it is. You all have enacted the policy. And then you said Congress has to change the law. And then when Melania and his daughter went off about it, he had to change it. That's bedroom pressure, folks. That's when the person you sleep with is in your ass.
They ain't really sleeping together.
No, she down the hall.
Yeah, she way down the hall. Man,
that's what y'all think.
Nah, she down the hall.
She
to leave the restaurant,
hall,
but, like you said,
but
Steve,
let me explain
it was
something
hard.
To you. Mm-hmm. She fine down that hall, though, too. So, yeah, you can't get nobody else up in there. Right
no.
Now. This ain't Trump Tower.
Nope.
You got to hear that kind of stuff.
But being able to see the images of what they were doing, it flipped it on Trump real big time, man. It really did because, you know, he had no idea this was going to happen.
That audio of them kids crying.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Very effective.
That did it.
You got to see cover of Time magazine. They got the little girl that was dressed in red and Trump standing over her. And the caption is, "Welcome to America."
But Don Lemon, man, he kept running it and running it and running it.
Yeah.
It stuck.
Yeah. It changed everybody's narrative, man. It really did.
Yeah, so like I was saying, Nielsen, the Homeland Security deputy, she had to eventually leave the restaurant. And then, you know, the president told her good job because he had to reverse, like you said, Steve, the zero tolerance policy that she had defended. And she vowed that the administration would never apologize for that. So,
and you have to because it's idiotic.
It is.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. You know, you can sit there. It's a mistake.
Yeah.
The problem with this White House is they never think, they never say they made a mistake. They just don't.
Yeah, I apologize for it.
All right, y'all, listen, we'll be back with more right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, today I thought I would take this approach and just offer to everybody a viewpoint that I take in life that has helped me tremendously. You know, you can feel how you want to feel about the law of attraction in the book, The Secret. A lot of people don't like the book, The Secret, say because it stole all of its stuff from the Bible. That's exactly true. You're exactly 100% correct. Everything that's of positive, everything about moving your life forward, it's in the Bible. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know the Bible that well. I really don't. I went to Sunday school every Sunday. My mama was a Sunday school teacher for 40 years, but I was playing football. I was trading baseball cards and buying bubble gum with my church money. I was doing what other little kids did. I probably missed a lot of great lessons down there, but I picked up on a few of them too. And a few of them I picked up on have been very, very valuable in my life. The law of attraction is real. Whether you believe in it or are aware of it, does not stop it from being in existence. The law of attraction is real. What you put out is what comes back to you. If you put out negativity all day, a lot of negative things going to happen to you. If you put out positive, a lot of positive things going to come to you. Now, that's not to say nothing negative will ever come your way, but you're compounding it by putting out negativity. That's the law of attraction. So what I'm going to offer you today is a way to look at life. And I'm going to give you this right here. Have you ever tried this? Live your life in expectation. Live your life in expectation. But when I say that, I'm talking about, now you can make the decision to do it either way, folks. You can live your life in expectation of something negative happening, or you can reverse it and live your life with the expectation of something positive happening. I choose to live my life with the expectation that something positive can happen to me. That's how I wake up. I woke up this morning thanking him already for a great day that he had allowed me to see another one of. And I expect great things to happen to me today. Now, once again, that's not to say something bad ain't gonna happen, because this is life. But I'm not gonna attract it to me with a bunch of negative thoughts. Oh, Lord, something finna happen today. Oh, my days don't ever go right. Seem like trouble follow me always. It just seem like I can't get a break. Oh, Lord Jesus. It just seem like everything I do turn out wrong. Do you know somebody like that? I do.
Yeah.
And do you know what? They life is like that all the time. But you can reverse that. Because the scripture says, a man is as he thinketh. That's a scripture. Don't know where it is, but it's in there. But you can find it. A man is as he thinketh. So I choose to think positively. I live my life in the expectation that something positive can happen. Here's a scripture that I read every day. It is Ephesians 3:20. I read this every day. I keep it in my iPhone. It's under my motivational section. I've underlined it in pink, don't I, Junior?
Yes, sir.
I show it to people all the time. I read it every day, Ephesians 3:20, and I have a life that verifies that that scripture works. Because I am living proof that if you honor God, that he will manifest himself in your life. He will show up in ways that you have no idea how he would show up. Here's the scripture. It is Ephesians 3:20. And I declare this over my life every day, Ephesians 3:20. I declare it over my life that God will do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that I ask or think. Because I honor him, his blessings will chase me down and overtake me. I will be in the right place at the right time. People will go out of their way to be good to me. I am surrounded by God's favor. This is my declaration. I read it every day. Every day. Once again, that don't mean nothing bad ain't gonna happen to me. But guess what? It does mean that a whole lot of good is gonna happen to me. The good offsets the bad in my life by a landslide. No matter what the haters try to do, say, print, write, talk, when they get through talking, look at what God has done for me. Simply because I choose to honor him, his blessings will chase me down and overtake me. Don't you want that? Wouldn't you love it if God's blessings would chase you down and overtake you? You have an opportunity to do that by living your life with a life of expectation. Do yourself a favor. Read Ephesians 3:20. Get the New Testament version where you can really understand what it's saying. Or if you're cool enough with the old King James version, do that. But put that in your life and see what happens to you.
Hey, y'all, it's Friday. Have a good weekend.
Mm-hmm. Happy anniversary, Steve and Marjorie. Happy anniversary, boy.
Yeah, I'm going to go down here and trip out a little bit, you know.
11 years.
Do some things.
Congrats.
Yeah. This is a record for me.
We need to call Guinness.
We need to call Guinness. Man, this dude right here.
Put you in the Hall of Fame, boy.
Yeah, yeah, on legend.
Happy anniversary. Congrats to the Harveys.
At least I know somebody.
Who made it 11?
Who made it?
What's the furthest you made, Jay?
Yeah, a couple of days.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.